People in the safest companies in the world still have accidents every day. Someone in your company could have a serious accident soon. The only questions are, who will get hurt, how badly, and what can you do to prevent it? Everybody talks about workplace safety, but few of us actually stop to think about what would happen if we, or someone we cared about, suffered from a serious accident at work.
Tony, I can't see a damn thing through these goggles. All the lenses are scratched and chipped. You haven't got a spare pair in your locker, have you? No, I haven't got time to go to the stores. I've got to get this order out by lunchtime, else we'll lose a customer. Yeah, I know, but I've got to get it finished.
Every day we make decisions about safety. You may only get one chance to act.
I've probably investigated thousands of accidents, and many of them very serious. But just a few of them sort of stick with you. I can recall investigating a very serious trench collapse where a man was lost basically for about 2 hours, and when he was found, he was dead. And I investigated that incident. I discovered that there was no timber or shoring or anything, and ultimately prosecuted the company. But it was only when I sat at the inquest with the coroner that I really saw the other side of what had really happened, because in court that day was the guy's widow. He was 40 years old, his wife would have been 2 or 3 years younger, and I discovered at the inquest that he'd just sold up his property in the UK to go back to Ireland, where he bought a farm. And he left a widow and 4 children under the age of 10. Farm in Ireland and no daddy.
We're quite often in the situation where we deal with casualties in accidents, and we know in our heart of hearts that they may not survive or may be permanently disabled by the injuries received. And that always stays with you, because you're thinking about not only how will they feel when they realise that, but how will the family feel?
People have this concept that nurses are hard and can deal with everything, but that's not the case. Yes, we get used to dealing with circumstances, but on the whole, the worst part is having to face the relatives who may not have any idea how seriously injured somebody is.
Some industrial accidents are really quite severe, and people lose limbs or they lose the function of limbs, and that's a huge impact. Again, the real impact isn't, I think, realised until you get home and start trying to live your normal life without something, and that's when the impact is really felt.
People find a way of living with the horror. I'm not sure if you'd call it recovery. There's a way of coping, a new way of living that has to develop, has to evolve. It will be different from now on. Everything is different.
Compensation is a very limited, has a very limited effect on the victim's life. It can provide some level of security, but it cannot replace the former lifestyle that particular victim had.
And the impact was, I think, first shock and not realising not realising what it was going to mean to us in the months to lie ahead. I think it was shock, and we were just numb with the things that they had, that the doctor had told us what had happened to him.
What do you do if you see an unsafe act? Do you speak up? Or do you let it pass and hope? You might be lucky, you might not.
The real consequences of somebody having an accident at work is the impact it has on their family, because it can have a devastating effect on their family.
A young man had his arm ripped off in a conveyor belt, and in the initial stages of dealing with him, we were concerned about him, and it wasn't for a few hours that you begin to think, what are the consequences of not having an arm anymore? How does he nurse his baby? How does he go swimming? How does he go on holiday? All of these things you don't think of at the time, but the full impact really does hit you later on.
It's not the accident that causes the profound effect, causes the consequences, long-term effects. It's the meaning the person gives to the accident. The physical wounds heal, we can see them heal or experience some healing. The psychological wounds, much, much longer to heal.
I've got to move these, they're in the way in the room. I'll tell you what, I'll stick them up there.
That's not a good idea. But what do you do?
It's only for an hour or so.
Well, I can't say anything. Not his boss. It's nothing to do with me. Oh, anyway, he's done it before.
The unsafe act is down to him. The consequences are up to you.
The accident happened nearly 30 years ago, one Tuesday evening, and my father was working on the railway, and he was doing a job, counting wagons with labels and counting the labels, and he slipped on the embankments and went under the train. At the time of the accident, I was working in Leeds, and I was doing some overtime, and they phoned me at work. And asked me to go to the hospital. They did say that my father had had an accident, but they didn't tell me what had happened until I got there. He lost both of his legs and his hand.
Depending on the severity of the injury, my view is that the most significant consequence of an accident is the loss of a breadwinner. Future loss of earnings plays a major role in compensatory awards. And you have the situation where the victim moves from a position where he's the sort of fulcrum of the family, the breadwinner, as I say, to someone who becomes almost entirely dependent on the care of others.
John! John! Ah, there you are. Where have you been? I've been looking for you. Right, we're getting the contractors in now who are going to repair that damaged section of racking. So what I want to do, I want you to take the area off, make sure the forklift driver doesn't come through, OK? You do that? Thank you.
Making the workplace safe is only the beginning.
Have you got a ladder I can use, mate? No? That doesn't matter. It's not too high, shouldn't be a problem. Cheers, mate.
He doesn't report to you. You have no direct authority here.
Nah, I'm going to have to go a bit higher. What? Nah, it's all right, don't worry. I'll be okay.
But you do have responsibility. The ball is in your court.
And the consequences are sort of, well, they're multiple in a way. There are the direct human consequences, which clearly do concern us. And in fact, I have to say that after 25, 27 years as a safety practitioner, I suppose it's that keeps me in the job. But when you move away from that, the sort of humanitarian aspects of what I do for a living, then I've really got to be very concerned, not only for the company's well-being, but its reputation. Reputation's very easily damaged by major incidents. Customers get to hear of it, competitors get to hear of it, the general public get to hear of it.
I've seen many sort of serious fires in industry and commercial premises where the company just doesn't open again, you know, and the people lose their jobs.
The other consequences are in the area of business interruption. The cost side of accidents is probably fairly extensively underrated and misunderstood. We get direct cost consequence through our insurers, who look at how well we perform, and just like the motor insurance, if you don't perform very well, the premiums go up. But beyond that, there are all the sort of hidden costs, really, that come with business interruption, damage to plant and equipment, downtime, people away from the workplace, people injured and away for long periods of time. So lost time absence has an immediate and direct consequence on our profitability and our viability as a company.
If your company didn't care about safety, you wouldn't be watching this film. But the safest company in the world is only as safe as the people in it. Think about it. What's more important than safety?
If people see something that's likely to lead towards an accident, if they could be bold enough to stop their colleague, to say something, to intervene, then maybe later on they wouldn't be saying, if only I'd said something.
The main factor in preventing an accident will be in the individual themselves. And if they choose not to follow the rules, then they'll put themselves at risk.
Safety is very important in whatever kind of job you do. And I'd hate people to go through the experience that we had.
If people see the workmates adopting unsafe practices or larking about, which clearly isn't safe, then they should intervene and stop that from happening. Because I think they have to remember, how will they feel if their friend, their colleague, suffers a serious injury?
I thought to myself, you know, this is a moment in attention, and this individual's life's been completely changed. And that's a real tragedy.
The way people are these days, they try to do things as quickly as possibly and not always as safely as possibly. And I think that's where the difference is. If people would just stop and think for a moment and ask themselves, is this procedure safe?
Sometimes I've found the way to get real impact with people personally is simply to say to them, if that was your son, your daughter or your father that you're sending into those circumstances, what would you do now?
You've heard from the people who are left to pick up the pieces after serious accidents. But the real lesson is about what happens before.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I'll go get some new ones.
Excuse me, this is the gangway for FLTs, you know. Maybe use the pedestrian walkway.
Hey, I really think you should move those.
Listen, I think I will have that ladder after all. Have you got one?
We can all prevent these terrible consequences if we all accept the responsibility for safety at work. If we all get involved in the company-wide safety effort. If we all take care of ourselves and of each other in everything we do, every day.
It takes a long time to build safety back into somebody's life when it's been taken away so suddenly and so dramatically.
Going home in the car, you think, God, you're so lucky you're going home to your husband and your family, and they're not.
There are very few accidents that aren't foreseeable and predictable.
I've been to a number of incidents where people have worked most of their lives quite safely and stuck to safety procedures. And for one just split second, they'll do something and forget to do something or can't be bothered to put a guard in place.
They think, well, we'll just take the risk. But, I mean, it's that decision, really, that leads to the catastrophes.
The real impact isn't, I think, realised until you get home and start trying to live your normal life.
So I think the most impact was with my mum and the way her life had to alter.